Next question is Albert Onsures, Onsurec. This is a consultation, data consultation. 3:30:22. Consultation request by State Workman's Comp. Reason for consultation, cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation. History patient is a 37-year-old with a history of cardiomyopathy period. Cardiomyopathy was initially diagnosed 2 years ago period. Patient that time underwent cardiac catheterization by another facility and showed normal coronaries and told that his left ventricular function was 20% period. Patient is placed on medical therapy period. Patient's left ventricular function by recent echocardiogram showed 40% period. However, patient had one episode of stroke that was diagnosed February 2022 period. Patient had a slurred speech that time period. Further workup showed patient had a stroke, probably secondary to embolic phenomena period. Patient is followed by neurologist, and according to the opinion from the neurologist, by looking at the MRI and the CT scan, this is a embolic stroke period. Patient is currently followed by neurologist. Period. Patient is also completing episodes of palpitation and diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. Period. However, there is an electrocardiogram available. Period. Patient is initially seen by doctors in Modesto and Merced, and in the past period. Patient was recently followed by Stanford University Medical Center, as well as another cardiologist in Palo Alto, period. Patient latest echocardiogram was performed at the Stanford University that showed ejection fraction 40%, period. Patient is still complaining of episodes of palpitation that sometime last few hours, period. Patient is complaining of dizziness associated with the palpitation, period. Current medication, metoprolol succinate, 50 milligram daily. Valsartan 40 milligram 2 days daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligram daily period. Aspirin 81 milligram daily. Period. Hydroxyzine hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily gabapentin. Monte Luke cast 10 milligram daily. Spironolactone 12.5 milligram daily period. Allergies. Non-drug allergies. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Social history, no history of smoking. Patient used to drink, that he quit since he has heart problem, period. Occupational history, patient was working as a correctional officer. Period. Review system in general, denying reason, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, no vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological patient, no history of recent stroke. On examination, blood pressure, 108 over 74, pulse is 63, respiration 16. Weight is 275 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6 is totally murmur. Head of the left and border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active. Ball sound extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, cardiomyopathy. Number 2, recent stroke. Number 3, palpitation. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, obesity. Recommendation. Patient's cardiomyopathy, however, LV function is gradually improving. Period. Patient's normal coronary by cardiac catheterization that was performed 2 years ago. Period. Patient also has a recent stroke and is disabled and may not be able to go back to work. Period. Patient still has some residual symptoms like slurred speech and told that he also has some memory loss. Period. Patient is followed by a neurologist and planning to change aspirin to Eliquis after 6 weeks of waiting from the time of the stroke. Period. Patient also has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and is recently complaining of episodes of a palpitation. Period. Since patient has cardiomyopathy and recent stroke, as well as memory loss, patient is not able to go back to work. Period. I like to get more information from Stanford cardiac as well as neurological workup. Period. At this time, I'll continue patient's present medical management and follow the patient in 1 month after evaluating the workup from Stanford Medical Center. Period. Consultation date is 3:30, 22.